From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton continued her bus tour in western Pennsylvania Saturday. She was trying to drum up support from working-class voters and promising to reject bad trade deals. Speaking in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, Clinton said that she would raise wages and she promised to protect American workers.
And so as we are honest about our challenges here at home and abroad, let's start from understanding that this country and our people have what it takes to get ahead and stay ahead if we have the leadership that gives us that chance.
Clinton has said she opposes a pending Asia trade deal negotiated by President Obama, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because it does not do enough to protect U.S. workers. Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine are touring so-called Rust Belt areas in Pennsylvania and Ohio, considered key states in November's election. Republican nominee Donald Trump has criticized Muslim lawyer Khizr Khan, whose son was killed in Iraq and who gave a well-received speech at the Democratic National Convention. In that speech, Khan said that Donald Trump had sacrificed nothing and no one. In an interview with ABC Television, Trump said that he has made a lot of sacrifices, including working very hard, creating jobs, and building structures. Trump also criticized Khan's wife for not speaking. She said it was because she's still overwhelmed by grief and can't look at photos of her son without crying. Khan's son, Humayun Khan, a captain in the U.S. Army, was killed by a suicide bomber in Iraq in 2004. This is VOA News. Syrian state media reported Saturday that dozens of families started leaving besieged rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo after the government opened safe corridors for civilians and fighters who wanted to leave. State TV showed dozens of women and children arriving at the Salahuddin neighborhood. The state news agency Sana said that civilians later boarded buses and were taken to shelters set up by the government on the western side of Aleppo. Opposition activists denied reports that Aleppo residents were leaving rebel-held neighborhoods. They said that state media was attempting to falsely suggest that civilians were fleeing the area in large numbers. A group of 22 Syrian Christians joined a vigil on the outskirts of Krakow, Poland, Saturday to celebrate World Youth Day with Pope Francis. In an emotional speech, a 26-year-old Syrian student spoke to the hundreds of thousands gathered about conditions in Syria and how it made her doubt her faith in God. The Pope then asked those present to pray for peace in Syria.
Vi invito a pregare insieme a motivo della sofferenza.
He said, "Dear friends, I ask that we join in prayer for the suffering of all the victims of war and for the many families of beloved Syria and other parts of the world." Francis said that the response to hatred and violence is not more hatred, but brotherhood, communion, and family. The vigil took place on day four of the Pontiff's five-day visit to Poland. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Paris Saturday for meetings with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault. The State Department says Kerry and Abbas discussed regional challenges and constructive ideas for the way forward in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat says Kerry's trip and recent French peace initiative are signs the international community is insisting on renewing the peace process.
This reflects the need of the international community to revive the peace process because of the realization that status quo cannot be sustained.
The Israeli-Palestinian peace process has been frozen since 2014. And at least 16 people died in an early morning crash of a hot air balloon in Texas Saturday. A spokesman for the Federal Aviation Administration said the balloon apparently hit power lines and then caught fire during its flight and then crashed into a pasture. Eric Grossoff of the National Transportation Safety Board said that there will be a significant investigation involving local, state, and federal authorities to find out exactly what happened. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.